The recent success of TV quiz shows has led to more TV quiz shows. Brick Walters reports.
Terry Lizardo is an executive at the Silver Weasel Network and principally responsible for her network's decision to add game shows.
It's simple. People love game shows.
Simple. 1 year ago, everyone in your industry thought people hated game shows.
Correct, but that was before the Millionaire show.
So has anything changed, or were you just wrong?
Let's just say we're more sophisticated now.
But in fact, Lizardo and her ilk aren't more sophisticated. They're keeping with a long-standing TV tradition, slavishly copying a success. A look at the list of new game shows introduced at mid-season leaves one breathless. There's 21, It'll Come to Me, Top of My Head, Winning Lines, Sense for No Sense, Yes, I'm Sure, and Stump the Crusher, all going for the same audience. Or are they? Trey Phillips is a game show producer.
A lot of game shows are built to celebrate smart people, and that's great, but most people aren't smart people, and if you're not smart, seeing a bunch of smart people on TV is, well, kind of irritating. You can watch Washington Week in Review if you want to do that. What you really want to see are people like you. So this new wave of game shows are designed to draw contestants and audiences of all types. Forgetful people, slobs, dummies, arrogant, know-it-alls, you know, ordinary heavy TV viewers.
One such show is targeted at folks in their 40s who are taking longer than ever before to come up with a simple name, fact, or declarative sentence. It's called It'll Come to Me. Host Ray Call quizzes middle-aged baby boomers about a wide range of trivia. It's fast-paced and sometimes wild because any question that goes unanswered remains on the floor permanently.
Okay, contestants, here's our next question. What British invasion band had their first big hit with the song Lola? Don.
Oh, I know that. Gall.
Anyone else? Jim, can you name that band?
No, but I did remember the answer to the last question yesterday. Was it Nelson Rockefeller?
That is correct. The answer to yesterday's closing question, what politician did Richard Nixon send on a goodwill mission to Central and South America, was Nelson Rockefeller. Jim, you're in the lead. Martha and Don, you can still catch up with his next question. We're looking for the name of the actor who played Gilligan on Gilligan's Island. Martha.
Isaac Stern. It's Isaac Stern.
Oh, I'm sorry, Martha. Isaac Stern did not play Gilligan.
No, that's not the question. I just remembered a question you asked last week. Who played the violin solos on the soundtrack for Fiddler on the Roof? It was Isaac Stern.
That is correct. Correct. And now for $500, check Yes, Don with the quick buzzer.
I found my car keys. They were in my pocket all the time.
Sometimes an hour of It'll Come to Me goes by and no one has answered a single question that was asked that night. But not all the new shows are aimed at the frazzled and forgetful middle-agers. There's the whole borderline psychopath Jerry Springer audience, which producers and networks would like to drag into primetime with shows like Stump the Crusher. The host of the show, Carl Crusher Hanshaw, is an ex-pro wrestling bad boy who barks the questions at his belligerent contestant. In a bonus round, the winning contestant can try to stump the host, and by doing so, send him into a violent rage. But sometimes, it doesn't take that long.
Okay, Stella, time to play Stump the Crusher.
Yes.
Here's your first question for $100. Where's the equator? A. Around the middle of the Earth? B. Halfway between the Earth and the Moon? C. In Australia? Or D. Up yours?
What kind of question is that?
It's what you get. Answer or get out.
How am I supposed to answer that? I didn't pay attention in math class.
Where's the equator? A. Around the middle of the Earth? B. Halfway between the Earth and the Moon? C. Australia? Or D.
I'll say D. Crusher. Up yours.
Is that your answer? Your final answer? Up yours?
Well, up yours too.
Is it up yours?
It ain't not mine, but it's gonna be up yours, you
Is that your answer? Your answer is D?
Yeah, you moron. D as in duh.
Well, look who's a moron. The correct answer is A. The equator is around the middle of the Earth.
It is not. It's up yours, you jerk.
You want a piece of me?
Yeah,
come on.
I do.
You're not so tough. Come on. You want a piece of me? Come on, baby.
The producers of Stump the Crusher say their set has to be rebuilt a minimum of 3 times per episode, but they claim to screen their contestants for violent tendencies and say they discourage fighting. Network executive Terry Lizardo expects these narrowly targeted game shows will eat into the audience for those with a more general appeal.
This is the process. There's a rating success. You copy it and throw it at the public until they can't stand it anymore. And then you wait for the next big idea to come along so you can kill that one too. Next fall, it might be historical family dramas or swimsuit model detectives again. It's our business and we love it.
Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.